The hallways at Lowville Academy and Central School during lunchtime sound like any other. But in some ways, this school is very different from its peers across rural upstate New York. For one thing, even with state aid drying up, the district hasn't raised taxes in 7 years. That's despite the completion of a recent $32.8 million building project. The district didn't borrow money for that either. Cheryl Steckley, superintendent of the Lowville School District, shows off the newly renovated athletic fields and stands.
We have a field that's used for soccer, lacrosse, football, and there's a baseball field in the corner over here and softball in this corner. State of the art for this community.
State aid paid for part of these renovations, but the local community share came from the Maple Ridge Wind Farm, which generates about $3.5 million a year for the school district. And the school hasn't been the only beneficiary. A payment in lieu of taxes agreement with 7 taxing jurisdictions has infused millions of dollars into local governments in Lewis County. Terrence Tiss is supervisor of the town of Martinsburg. At the time the project was proposed, the town brought in about $350,000 in taxes each year. A developer said the majority of the project's 100 turbines would be placed in the town, and
we would see something in the neighborhood of, I believe it was close to $100,000, which was over one-third of our, or approximately one-third of our budget. And so he got our attention.
But the project ended up doubling in size, and depending on the year, the town receives between $800,000 and $1.2 million. That provides money for infrastructure projects, and Martinsburg is setting up a reserve account to keep taxes at 2005 levels. The county's economy benefits in other ways besides taxes. About 30 residents work for the wind farm, and leases for turbines are an important contribution to farm income. A recent Clarkson University study found that wind farms in 2 other upstate New York counties depress property values between 10 and 20%. But Lewis County seems immune to that problem. Economics professor Martin Heintzelman says that might be because of differences in the landscape or setbacks from homes or...
It's also possible that people in Lewis County might, and this is obviously a broad generality, but it may be that they don't mind the turbines as much as people in other places.
That's not true of everyone, however. Gordon Yancey owns the Flat Rock Inn, a snowmobiler bar and hotel on a small ridge overlooking farmland outside Lowville. It's obvious what attracted Yancey here when he built his inn 24 years ago. The view is spectacular. Well, Yancey would say it was spectacular. Now, scores of 260-foot wind turbines sprout from the fields, dominating the scene. Depending on your preference, he's either got the best or the worst view of the wind farm in the county. Yancey isn't a talkative guy, but he makes his feelings about the change pretty clear.
How do the Indians feel that Manhattan got taken from them and skyscrapers got built on it?
Yancey says his business hasn't declined, but his feelings for a landscape he's known for decades have. Back in Martinsburg, Town Supervisor Tiss says the community as a whole seems to think the price it's paid for the wind farm was worth it.
As far as the individual taxpayer and the permanent resident, they're more than likely going to benefit. The local school district will benefit. But there is a visual effect. Right? You're going to see them.
For Cape Vincent residents, a significant change to scenery so close to the St. Lawrence River and Lake Ontario shorelines might be a different calculation.